Hello, this is Andrea Cunliffe from the Sanctuary for Independent Media's Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm speaking this afternoon with Mark Dunley, who is a co-chair of the Eco Action Committee for the Green Party of the United States. Well, Mark, earlier this week, a harsh winter storm knocked out the power to 4 million people in Texas. Now, you know, they say that many people are back turned on again. They have their electricity on. But there's a few, I'm sure it's also mentioned, there's quite a few that aren't turned on. So, Mark, how did this happen in Texas?
Well, certainly the situation that kicked it off was the extremely cold temperatures. And many would point that as to a manifestation of climate change as the Arctic heats up and the poles and the equators heat up much faster under climate change than the rest of the planet. And the very warm temperatures we've been seeing in the Arctic help push the polar vortex down into Texas and central United States. And so they were seeing, temperatures, I guess some in the 0 degrees, but certainly well below zero. But primarily it was the fossil fuels that froze up. They didn't winterize. And so the valves, didn't function properly. The water to do the coolant at the nuclear power plants froze. So between the oil and the coal and the nukes, and particularly natural gas, that was probably about 87% of the problem. And there was some problem with the wind turbines, but the firm that actually manages the energy grid for Texas said that the renewable energy came on much faster back onto the grid than and the fossil fuels. And it's clear that it was the fossil fuels that created this problem, despite the efforts by Republican leaders in Texas to blame it on renewable energy.
Now, that's the question I have is that here we are. They weren't informed that there was a weather storm coming towards them, and nobody decided to put antifreeze in the equipment or whatever one needs to do to winterize it?
I mean, they should winterize on an annual basis, but yes, they should be monitoring the weather more closely. But this is not a unique occurrence. And reality is just 10 years ago, they had a similar massive blackout. And the Texas Senate, which investigated the energy crisis back in 2011, concluded that the companies, fossil fuel companies, needed to winterize in order to avoid such a catastrophe occurring again. And they did not. And in fact, another blackout or another crisis had occurred 20 years previously. So this is not like a once, in a 100-year situation. This is a situation that's been occurring now once every 10 years. And with climate change causes extreme weather at both ends of the dial. So both cold weather and warm weather to move, further outside the normal parameters. So this is not the last time that Texas and other parts of the country are going to see, such severe winter conditions.
Well, there was so much publicity about it, so many news reports about it. And the government or the governor, I believe, was stating that it was something to do with wind turbines or the environmentally sound.
Actually, Texas does lead the country in wind production. About 17%, I believe, of the state's electricity comes from wind. But that, as I said, that leaves more than 80% coming from fossil fuels. And yes, some of the wind turbines did freeze up. But, the reality is other countries and states like Alaska and Sweden, which have colder temperatures on a regular basis than what Texas experienced, their wind turbines operate fine. And that is because they prepare them for a relatively nominal cost to deal with extreme weather with the very frigid temperatures. Texas did not. And one of the problems with Texas is that it is not connected to the rest of the national electric grid. It's the only state in the country like that. And
now, why is that? Why are they the only state not connected? And
Well, this goes back a long time. I believe it's about 1935. But in general, they decided not to connect because they didn't want to be subject to federal regulation. They wanted to be good old Texas oil tycoons and more wheel and deal. And that sort of leads to two problems. One is you don't have a central authority that, as in the other 49 states, will say you need to prepare for extreme weather situations and you need to have a certain amount of excess capacity in your system to deal with that. You don't have that safety margin in Texas. And then also because Texas doesn't connect to the rest of the nation's electric system because it wants to avoid federal regulation, it means that unlike other states, it was not able to import electricity in when they had emergency. Now, to be honest, a lot of the other where they could tap into themselves were experiencing energy shortfalls because of the extreme weather. So, you know, it isn't clear how much electricity they might have been able to import at the present time. If we had a stronger national grid, they would be. The United States has the weakest grid among all the industrial countries. But some of the cities that are on the border of Texas, like El Paso, they've decided to opt out of the Texas system. And so they did not experience the type of electric collapse that the rest of Texas did because they were able to go into the grid and buy electricity from other states. There was some electricity that was available for Texas to buy, but the cost was so high that they decided better to do these rolling blackouts.
Well, what's happening now is that the federal government's coming in to be of assistance to the state in many ways. And since the grid is its own independent grid, are we now, the federal government, going to help to repair that grid? Or maybe we should look at what infrastructure they have and maybe rebuild some of this as renewable energy supply rather than...
They are actually seen as having a fairly good production system. Their problem was they did not have the coordination to plan in both to deal with the situation, but also for, you know, somebody to say, listen, you need to create more of a safety margin. I read that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which is the federal agency that controls the nation's energy system, you know, is saying that it may be time for Texas to be required to rejoin the rest of the country, that particularly as we move to a new energy system more based on renewable energy, we need to ensure that there's more control. And then interestingly, as I pointed out, that Texas is the largest producer of wind electricity in the country. And because they're not connected to the rest of the country in the grid, these wind producers are not able to sell their excess electricity into the national grid. And in fact, there are moments in time when the Texas wind turbines actually give away their electricity for free because they still, for some reason, are entitled to various federal tax credits. So even if they give it away for free with the federal tax credits, they're making money. But the wind companies may really want now to push to connect to the rest of the country's electric grid so they can sell their excess wind production, you know, into the grid.
Yeah, I know. So I just wanted to say, is this related to climate change or is there something further you'd like to add to this?
Well, it definitely does relate to the climate change. This, we talk about global warming, but the reality is we're pushing the climate outside its normal parameters. So it's not only extreme heat we'll be seeing, but also when it's cold, you'll see extreme cold. You'll see extreme snowfalls and northeasters occurring, you know, during the winter system. So this type of thing is going to occur more and more often.
The collapse is unlikely to occur in New York. One is that we do prepare more for winter weather. We also have a central planning authority, which requires more excess capacity to be built in. Third, because we are part of the national electric grid, we can buy electricity from other states in emergency situations more easily than Texas.
Andrea Cunliffe, I want to thank you today for the sanctuary. And I've been Mark Dunley from the Eco Action Committee of the Green Party of the United States. Check us out on the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.